You will have to hit the diddling diddling for me, Sally. Dateline halftime. Adele has turned down the NFL's invite.
You go, girl.
To perform at halftime. At least that's what she says.
Adele says goodbye to the NFL.
The league says, nah, we really didn't give her a formal invitation. Adele's reasoning was simple. She said, that show is not about music, and I don't really dance or anything like that. They were very kind. They did ask me, but I did say no. She might not have been a headliner. She might have just been a mix-in artist. They now throw three or four artists at the halftime show. Have you noticed?
Yes, sir.
It's not just a one-note kind of deal. Unless you're Springsteen, you get the whole stage to yourself. They got to sprinkle in a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a guest walk-on. What was last year? Coldplay with Beyonce, with a dollop of Bruno Mars again.
Mm-hmm.
And there might have been a fourth. Remember in Indianapolis when Madonna, that old geezer with the Gollum arms, performed?
Hag.
And they had that young rapper show up who then flipped off the crowd, and they had to apologize for that. They were not going to pay her for that stunt. Sia, I believe. S-I-A was her name.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's a singer, Sia.
I just like it because it gives me 20, 30 minutes to catch up on the DVR. That's the best.
Oh, wow. You watch the Super Bowl on delay.
Well, I know I'm not going to watch.
Ads.
No, I watch
you
the ads.
You got to watch the ads. That's half the point of the Super Bowl.
Of course I do. I watch the ads, but I don't have to watch the stupid halftime show.
You're thinking of MIA, who was the rapper.
Oh, not Sia. No, not Sia.
Sia is a singer.
MIA.
Yes.
Okay. Or what we call missing servicemen in action.
Yes, of course.
Go ahead, use it for your name.
Madonna too. Then also joined by LMFAO, Cirque du Soleil, and Nicki Minaj. As well as CeeLo Green and Andy Lewis.
We're running out of acts to throw at the Super Bowl, you know? There's not that many worthy of being up there. And they're repeating guys like Bruno Mars. So, good for Adele. Maybe she could have learned to dance. I don't know.
Yeah.
Add a dance tune to her repertoire.
Adele,
who knows?
Adele is a singer.
Dateline Albuquerque. Restaurant slammed for Black Olives Matter T-shirts.
Oh, bruh.
An Italian restaurant in New Mexico is drawing criticism on social media. Well, gee, that's newsworthy. Somebody on social media is unhappy? For mimicking the Black Lives Matter movement, the T-shirt reads Black Olives Matter, with the olives spelled out as a picture of an olive followed by lives. So it looks like Black Lives Matter, but it's really Black Olives Matter.
I get it. I see what you did.
Owner Rick Camuglia says he emblazoned the phrase on the restaurant's main sign to sell a new recipe, a tuna dish with black olive tapenade. Tapenade. you can't have fun with it now?
No, you're making
light. You can't do this?
You're making light with olives.
You're not making light. It's a cheeky twist on it. You're not saying that you don't believe in Black Lives Matter. You're just like, hey, look at this cute twist. Dateline, luxury living. Talk about the 1% of the 1%. Drones are coming, and now there is an artist's sketch of a rooftop apartment in downtown Manhattan with a drone pad that you can climb into the drone and fly away to wherever you want to fly. It's called My Drone Tower, which would look like a futuristic condo building. Large balconies built to accommodate small electric aircraft or shipping drones. You wouldn't need to buy your own drone. You'd simply order a ride with an app like a taxi and hop in right from your terrace. The stuff of science fiction, you scoff? No. The stuff of 20 years from now, Scott. And I plan to be alive to see it.
Of course, it'll be a while. But, you know, now that you want to live in Jetson's world, what about the sky traffic? You're talking about Manhattan here.
Yeah, there'll be sky traffic jams.
Yes.
Obviously. You'll be in line in traffic in the air.
Oh, the 80-foot elevation is packed today. You can't get out and buy it all.
Stop this crazy thing.
Dateline wrestling. Raw last night, Solly. Oh, you're probably like, don't tell me.
Don't tell me.
I haven't watched it yet. Seth Rollins called out the Demon King and went into a trance because the WWE TV cameras don't want to focus on the crazy fan who had just run into the ring to attack him.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
That'll happen.
Yeah. There's footage now on the internet. Footage now on the internet of the man who went into the ring to try to attack Seth Rollins. Yeah. I would hope security at a WWE event beats the living crap out of anyone who does that.
And they tackle him.
Guy had a knife.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Reportedly armed with a knife, according to something on Nessun.
They're like, quick, get a knife. Put it in his pocket. Yeah, boys.
Yeah, plant some evidence, boys. Yeah.
And finally, Dateline, the mean streets of McLean. When I joke about my hometown, McLean, Virginia, and I say the mean streets, it was always tongue-in-cheek, like, yeah, mean streets. Nice, leafy, middle-class suburban enclave, which is now no longer middle-class. It's, like, upper-class. I can't afford to live in McLean, Scott.
I understand.
First-ever drive-by shooting in McLean early Sunday morning. Two people shot, non-life-threatening injuries, but still, drive-by, McLean. See? Told you. Mean streets.